Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Everyone, it's Drew. Before our brand new episode of Drew's News airs next week, I wanted to share one more of my favorite episodes featuring life coach and New York Times bestselling author Jay Shetty. We talk about everything from jumping out of airplanes to Kim Kardashian's million-dollar secret. Oh, I love Jay, and I hope you enjoy this. I do. I can't see the reading without them. It's so sad. Any glasses. I don't know if Lauren's out there with any lipstick or even that lip balm. I feel like my lips have turned into some type of weird gum.
They look fine, but I know what you mean.
All right. Welcome back to the Drew's News podcast, where we're giving you all the quirky, fun, inspiring, and yes, informative stories that exist in the world because, well, we all need it right now. And today we're covering all the good vibe stories that we could find, from Kim K's million-dollar secret to the secret to a long-lasting marriage. And this week I have the perfect, the best, the most amazing co-pilot to break it all down with. Fellow podcaster himself, life coach, and number one New York Times bestseller author, say hello to the one and only Jay Shetty.
Hey, Drew. Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Oh, I love you so much. We've done the show many times.
We have.
And thank you for gracing us with your presence on
the
podcast.
No, thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful to be here.
All right, let's get right into
it. Let's do it.
Our first story. It was revealed that Kim Kardashian has been secretly donating millions to families in need. She didn't ask for any recognition, and she was lauded for her efforts at the Baby to Baby Gala, an organization near and dear to my heart. I love that she did this without posting it and bragging about it, showing it off. That is the true form of altruism. Give back. Like, wow.
It's unbelievable. I'm so happy that it came out.
I know. Me too. I'm actually really glad to know this information.
Yeah, I think it's really important. I think, you know, there was a few years ago, Michael Norton and his team did this study on whether we're happier or whether money can make us happy, right? Like, that was the study. And they tested it out on two different groups. And one group they gave money to, and they said, you have to spend this money to yourself. And so you have to spend this money on yourself. So they gave them $5 and $10 and $20. And then they gave $5, $10, and $20 to a bunch of other people and said, you have to spend this money on someone else. You can't spend it on yourself. And then they were measuring whether people were happier before or after and what their happiness level showed. So first of all, the three things that people spent money on were like Starbucks, makeup, and Starbucks, whether they bought it for themselves or someone else.
Well, if you looked at my credit card receipts, that's exactly what you
Those
would
say. Those
are
the three things, yeah. But they found every time that anyone who spent money on others was 10% happier than the people who just spent money on themselves. So the idea of giving back and giving away is actually good for our own happiness too. So they said, Michael Norton and his team, that money can buy you happiness if you give it away.
It's so interesting because you said when they gave people money, I was thinking like, that sounds nice. What's wrong with that? Of course, that's going to make someone happy. And then you said it was the group that got the money and had to spend it on other people. Mm. And I just was like, oh, yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Like, it's like we talked about in your podcast, like forgiveness is like, it ends up being this incredibly amazing gift to oneself. You got to really forgive. You can't phone it in to get to the forgiveness. Mm-hmm. But like, when you are doing something very giving, it ironically has a boomerang effect if it's really true, if the intention's really pure,
yes,
if you're doing it for the right reasons,
yes,
you end up getting this bonus gift.
Yes, yes.
That, yeah, like, you didn't do it for, but you can't, like, not have, because, yeah, it boomerangs on you.
Yeah, it's not the amount, right? Like, if you gave $1 million, but with the intent of ego or arrogance, it won't feel good to you, even if, and it will help people either way, but even if all you could afford was far less than that and it was $1, but you gave it with all the love and all the joy in the world, that makes a huge difference to you and that person too. So
exactly. And I will say that where this woman who is fascinating and has longevity, I mean, she's been keeping this going for what feels like, I mean, how long has Kim Kardashian been in our universe? Like,
I don't know. 20 years?
I was going to say two decades, yeah, is what I feel. Okay, that's not easy to maintain that type of sort of potency and presence. And she has. She's an entrepreneur. She's a smart businesswoman. When she, with 300 million followers, is going into law, is having this phase of her life where, like, justice reform and, like, these are her goals, missions, and priorities, and now give backs, mm-hmm, it's like that is going to influence also and have a trickle-down effect to all the people that really kind of hang on her every move and word.
Absolutely.
So, I well mean, said. I'm just a huge, this is great news in my opinion. Okay, next up, a Minnesota woman, Ida Shannon, turned 91 and celebrated by going skydiving for the very first time with her church group. She spent her 80th birthday ziplining. She really leveled up for 91. Jay, do you see yourself skydiving at 91? Is there something on your bucket list?
I just about saw myself skydiving at 34. I think that's how old I was when I went. And that was only because I had a friend who put me on the spot, and I was too nervous to say no to him. And so a week before, I was asked, do you want to go skydiving next week? And I said, no, I would never go skydiving. Like, no chance. And then he asked me the day before, and he said, do you want to go skydiving? And I said, okay, because I felt the peer pressure. I didn't want to look like someone who was scared to go skydiving.
You were like, I'm not a wimp. Yeah, I can do this.
Exactly. But I would check. I'm wondering who allowed her to go skydiving at 91. Like, I'm not sure that that's like, and there's like health checks there and things like that. Like, I just want to be mindful.
Jay,
like,
high five. What did I ask first?
Like, I'm like, which city, like, or state allowed?
Were we monitoring her? Is this going to like be the thrill of the lifetime too much?
Yeah, no, I would not go skydiving at 91, Drew, unless we did it together.
Okay, yeah. Let's do it together. I did it once too.
Yeah.
And my biggest takeaway from skydiving was that if I ever wanted to experience sucking on a tailpipe that had like diesel engines, were like, not because of smoke, or I should say, if I ever wanted to know what it was like to put a leaf blower in my mouth, that is what skydiving is. Nobody talks about that. Your mouth is blown open and the air rushes in. Your mouth is already dry from nerves.
Yeah, yeah.
And all you want to do is take a breath and have a sip of water.
Yeah. I felt like I was playing that game. What's that thing that they put in your mouth? Say it. Something like, you know,
yes!
Like that.
Yes.
I forgot what it is. I forgot what it's called. But yes, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. The dental.
The dental thing that you put in your mouth, and then you have to say words and people have to guess it back. And you literally feel like your whole mouth's just being pulled back.
That's what I'm talking about. And nobody talks about it.
Leaf blower is a better. Yeah, leaf blower is a good analogy.
Well, it's like a leaf blower with your mouth after you've had those dental pull things out. I was like, I can't breathe. All right. Well, we'll be right back to serve you more news, including a secret to making a relationship work for over 70 years.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back, everybody. Bros are hitting the books. An all-guys book club might sound like a clever ruse for a poker night or a fantasy football draft, but this is real. The Books and Brews Book Club has been meeting for years and diving into modern classics like Eat, Pray, Love, Fun Home, and Wild. Jay, would you ever start a book club with your bros? And what is the last book you couldn't put down?
So we tried to start one once, but it only had one session. So I don't, but the one session was really good. Like, we really got somewhere. And then everyone's kind of attention dropped off. But I definitely would. And the book that we chose, which I've read separately, which I highly recommend to any men's book club starting because of this podcast, which is awesome, by the way. It's called The Way of the Superior Man. It's by David Data. And it's a phenomenal book that I hope all men would read. And it really talks about masculinity, what it truly means to be a man, how to truly behave around women, how to truly behave around anyone. I mean, it's a really brilliant book. It's called The Way of the Superior Man. And I highly recommend it to all men in my life. And I've read it at least two or three times. So.
Okay, that is huge. I love that recommendation. I want to read that book as a woman.
It would be, well, once you read it as a woman, you're going to be recommending it to all the men in your life.
Well,
and then it might be hard.
I mean, is there anyone in your book club that we would know who we would know?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. We had a weird feeling that maybe your book club was kind of had some fun people in there. All right, next, from Superman to Super Dad, actor Dean Cain revealed that he gave up a huge career opportunity to focus on raising his son as a single dad. He says it took him a split second to choose focusing on his son. What is your advice if you are seeing a fork in the road or an opportunity ahead of you, but maybe you know there's something on the side that needs your attention?
Well, I think I'm going to go to what you said on my podcast that we just recorded. And you said, you know, not to be morbid, but I really think you have to fast forward. You know, you have to look at how that decision will look in the future. You have to look at it from that future vantage point. So for me, I often think, like, how will I feel about what I'm about to do in 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years? And if I look at it from that perspective, I'm more likely to make a decision that my future self will be proud of. And so that's what I try and think about. Like, what would my future self be proud of? What would my future self feel happy about that I chose to do? And I don't think that can lead you wrong, because you're tapping into your future intention and intuition rather than trying to make a logical pros and cons decision, which I think is fairly limited.
Okay, just for the record, I said, like, not to be morbid, but at some point I'm going to die.
Yes, yes.
And I don't want to live like this anymore.
But that's a good place to start making decisions from.
Well, and mine was in the spirit of, I'm so sick of this pattern. If I don't kick it now, I'm not going to the grave, or whenever death, you know, comes upon me, I refuse to still be in this place. What you just said is so illuminating, because people have said, like, what's your 5-year plan or what's your board vision? I never have an answer, because I'm not really calculated. Like, I don't really function that way. I fall in love with this thing in front of me, or I might have an idea of some things I want to do and accomplish. I know it'll probably take a few years to get there, but I've never been one of those, like, business women who, like, has a, you know, in 5, 10, and 15 years, this is where I want to be. I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to be. I just see this thing in front of me that, like, is a fire I cannot extinguish, and I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
what you just said is you could have the ability to look at your future self mm-hmm. and realize, like, what would you be proud of? Mm-hmm. And you probably, hopefully, will have the gift of getting to that future self. So that's a very calming, interesting way to go because we're so stuck in the now.
Yeah. Yeah. And there is obviously power in the now, but I think that that's not, you can make decisions based on future vision on the now, right? Like, so I think in my own life as well, there were plenty of times, it could be a career switch, right? For me, that's what it was. It was a career switch. I was coming out from being a monk. I was working in the corporate world and I wasn't happy and satisfied doing that. And I was like, well, maybe I should start following my purpose, which is what I do today. And I was like, scared. I was like, I knew nothing about media. I knew nothing about social media. I knew nothing about entertainment. I had no family in the business. And I thought to myself, I was like, well, if I don't try, my 90-year-old self is going to be really upset with me for not giving this a go. So at least give it a go now. I'm not going to be upset that I did try and failed, but I'm going to be upset that I never tried.
Oh my God. I'm going to be now asking my future self things all the time. And like, I'll be texting you, Jay, and telling you about it.
I love it.
Okay. Last one. One of the best ones. It's a little love advice from 200-year-olds who have been married for a whopping 79 years. And it's something you might have done with your toddler. June and Hubert Malicote say the secret to a long-lasting love is a quick time out. Walking away for a minute helps de-escalate so that you can regroup and work it out. Oh, wow. I love this so much, Jay. Mm-hmm. What is the best piece of relationship advice that you've ever received?
Well, there's so much that I could share. I think received is hard. I don't think I've received much good relationship advice, if I'm completely honest. But one thing I was thinking about today, I was talking to Dr. Robert Waldinger, who's head of psychiatry at Harvard,
and he's
super awesome. He's incredible. We had him on my podcast earlier, but we were talking about his book, The Good Life.
Great, that's who I'm following. Perfect.
Well, Joe Jonas is next, so you know it's a good cocktail.
Wait, we had a story about him on the news. Oh, never mind. He was saying, listen, men have vanity things too.
Oh yeah,
which I appreciated.
Yeah, and so. But we were talking about this, and I was saying this thing that I've been thinking about a lot, especially when you say a 79-year marriage, like that's really impressive, right? So the thing that I think applies to that is something I called new old and old new. And what I mean by that is when I meet someone new, I try to find an old connection we have. So maybe we grew up in the same city, or maybe you have a friend or a family member that has the same career. Like you try and find something that connects you that's old. But when you're in an old relationship, a relationship that's been 79 years, or like you said, your closest friend, 40 years going strong, I try and look for something new. So if you have an old relationship, look for something new. And if you have a new relationship, look for something old. And it allows you to just create this beautiful bond with someone.
Darn it, Jay Shetty. Every single time. I also want to pull over something that you said when we were talking in your podcast that I would be so grateful to share with anyone who may be listening over here in our little area, which is that when I asked you about, you know, I opened up and I asked you, we were just talking about like, you know, I have all these loves in my life, my kids, my friends, my coworkers who are my family. They're not coworkers. I don't work with people in a professional sense. I work with people in a professional setting, but in a personal sense. And you talked about how we put romantic love on a pedestal. And sometimes our cups runneth over and we shouldn't lose sight of all the love we have just in case there's not that romantic love in the picture too. And that we as a society have built this up to such grand proportions that some people think that they're lacking if they don't have that love. Mm-hmm. And the way that you described it has really made me feel good about, I do feel so whole. I do feel my cup runneth over. My life is so fulfilling. And I almost ask myself sometimes, because you don't have that romantic love, is something missing? I don't feel like it does. Mm-hmm. But I almost needed permission, or I needed an answer to just feel whole. And the one you gave me about how we put romantic love on a pedestal and it shouldn't take away from all the other love that is really real and there was so eye-opening for me.
Oh, thank you.
And so I just wanted to share that with everybody because it's something I will be carrying with me, the same as the old new theory.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
No, I think we live in this world where, like, if you grew up and, you know, when you were growing up and you were a child and not many people showed up to your birthday party, then you were unpopular. Or if you were at school and you sat alone at the lunch table, then you were a loner. And when you grow up and you go to a wedding and you don't have a plus one, it's like, oh, poor you, right? And it's like every time you've been spending time alone, it was always made to feel like you were less than, or that you didn't have something figured out, or there was something wrong with you, or there was a weakness. And so I think it's been so deeply ingrained and programmed that today I know so many people, as I was saying, I know so many people who have an amazing, you know, they have amazing children, but they feel unfulfilled just because they don't have a partner. They have an amazing career they love, but they feel unfulfilled if they don't have a partner. Or they have an amazing relationship with their parents and friends and family and go on the best vacations and the best trips, but they feel unfulfilled. I think a lot of that is programming. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't have a beautiful partner in our life, and that's wonderful if you do, but you shouldn't also feel incomplete if you don't, right?
So, yeah, and don't not recognize every
yes.
thing that is real and in front of you.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Jay Shetty! God, I love you so much. And as always, you know, this is the new podcast for us, but
so
you were
exciting.
One of the very first people to come on our show when no one knew what it was in the height of the pandemic. And there were crickets on tumbleweeds rolling in the studio because no one was here. And we were filming a show like Wayne's World. So thank you.
Thank you.
Very inextricably linked for me with embarking on this journey. And I did want to have this be this open-hearted conversation destination.
And you're doing it. You're doing it amazingly. You're doing it incredibly. I mean, your presence on, to have your presence on TV every day and for everyone to see you and the energy that you're putting out there through any of your channels, any of your platforms that you share yourself through, we need it. We really need you right now. Like, it's unbelievable. It's so inspiring to watch. It's so effortlessly beautiful. It's so elegant and graceful. It's unbelievable. And I'm so grateful that I get to be a small part of it. But I really mean that. I really mean that. It's been so refreshing. So refreshing.
Coming from the man I stalked to come on this show, because I thought that if I could have a conversation with you early on, we might actually establish that these kind of conversations can take place. Mm-hmm. And you planted the flag in the sand for us. You made it okay, and you let people know that we can have all different types of conversations here. So I am forever grateful to you.
Well, I want you to know that the pressure's often the other way around. When you invited me on, I was like, oh gosh, I'm not funny at all. I was like, this is gonna go miserably. I was like, what am I gonna do on Drew's News?
Love funny.
And then you actually allowed me to just be myself. And I was like, okay, this is good. I can do this.
Because we need everything. Too much funny is, you know, too much of
like
a good
funny.
Thing.
Yeah.
Like, too serious and heavy.
Yes.
Like,
it's too much.
Yeah. And also, you are the gift with making inner work and spirituality and wellness and self-awareness and works in progress. You are making that cool and attainable.
Thank you.
Do you know how many ears have been shut off because it just got so heavy?
Thank you.
Or you just thought the person delivering the message was not for you, or wouldn't engage with them off subject. Like, you brought so much to this field. Like, we all need you. So right back at you, the ball went right over to your court. And I love you, Jay Shetty.
I love you.
Thank you. Well, thank you. And you have an upcoming book, 8 Rules of Love. Well, I'm going to be reading that. How to Find It, Keep It, and Let It Go. Ooh. Okay. That's on sale January 31st, 2023. You know, you can get it available for a pre-order. I'm certainly going to be ordering it right after we leave this room.
Thank you, Drew.
I love you, Jay Shetty.
I love you too. That's
Thank
beautiful.
You, everybody, for listening. Follow the Drew's News podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like, you know, you can tell a friend or, you know, tell their friends to tell their friends and, you know, your family or your coworkers. You could tell your pet. You know, I talk to Douglas and Lucy, my dogs, all the time. Lucy and Peach, I talk to them. I talk to people in the grocery store. You could definitely tell them there. And be sure to watch the Drew Barrymore Show every weekday by going to thedrewbarrymoreshow.com, and you can find your local channel, time show. Look, you can watch it on YouTube. You can't build it anymore and think they will come. You got to build it and go find them where they are. So trust me, we're probably somewhere that you're already watching. And as always, we make this show for you. So please take it with you.
Oh, I love that. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for listening. And we'll be back with a very special guest for a new episode of Drew's News on Friday, January 13th. That's right, baby. Friday the 13th.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.